There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with King Mark the First
and Johnson the Heinous.
Indeed, you are. Let's get right into the calls here. By the way, if you want to call in on Skype, you can do it at lrn.fm. But right now we've got Akko calling in from Cameroon. Akko, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark. Happy to be on the show. Hello, Johnson.
Hello.
So, Akko, we recently got LRN.FM back on the satellite in Africa. Are you hearing it?
Yeah. I rescanned my satellite receiver yesterday. I got LRN.FM, but there seemed to be a technical problem with it. It is broadcasting some funny Latino music, not the content of LRN.FM.
Oh, that's funny.
That is weird.
Well, I guess we'll have to get that fixed, huh?
Yes, I just contacted Ian, and then he told me that he has emailed the satellite provider that they are going to see what they will do to rectify it.
Much as I enjoy funky Latin music, that's not what we're paying to have on.
Yes.
I told you, because I have walked around going door to door sensitizing people about the coming back of LRN on FM, awesome. Something they have been waiting for a very long time, but now we just have to wait and see what the satellite provider will say.
Indeed. So, Akko, what's going on there in Cameroon?
We're just there. We are very happy with the Nigerian election that took place, with the election of Muhammad Buhari. It is showing that democracy is coming closer to us, and one day we are going to be part of it.
Yeah, it's, democracy is certainly a step up from a tyranny, a dictatorship.
Yes.
So
with his election and with the peaceful handling of power from Goodluck Jonathan to Muhammad Buhari, it shows that no matter how you fight against democracy, one day the voices of the people is going to shut down your mouth.
Ultimately.
We are hopeful. Yeah, so there is a wind of hopefulness among Cameroonians now that things are going to change one day.
This Goodluck Jonathan, I don't know that much about him, but I heard his name on. It's a very memorable name. What was he doing over there in Nigeria that was so bad?
I think the people voted him out of office due to the way he handled the Boko Haram issue. He did not handle it well. They were massacring people, killing people, and the military expertise that he showed did not really work out for the good. I think that's why Nigerians voted him out, because everybody is fighting here for security. Everybody wants peace. But that's something he did not give to the Nigerian people.
And Boko Haram, are they still an issue? They've been sort of out of the news here for a few months. We've got celebrities getting sex changes to worry about.
Absolutely, it is a big issue here. All of us, we are afraid of our own security. Okay, just for example, today Boko Haram have killed around 140 something people in Maiduguri. That's a border town to Cameroon. We are afraid.
That's one town? 150 people in one town?
Yes. Just
wow, that's
today.
A war.
That's what I saw on the news. So it is something that is frightening. Meaning that if our governments do not really stand up and fight against this insurgency, then it is going to be very problematic to us.
Well, I wish I had some solution to it. I mean, they're just basically an armed gang that roving around doing whatever they want. And it doesn't seem like the government can do anything about it.
Boko Haram is not. No, our military is really fighting against it. They have really fought hard. It's just that they are just like ISIS. They have military tactics, and they are adapted to different situations. When you come to them this way, they will adapt the other way. So it is something that it needs time and it needs the cooperation of the local people. But I think that regionally here, Cameroon, Chad, and Nigeria, they are doing enough. They are doing much work. If not, then I don't think, because they are even saying that Boko Haram now has affiliation with ISIS. It's something that is terrible, something that a news that is frightening.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Another question I have gotten regarding you, Akko, is how usable is Bitcoin where you guys are? I mean, is it possible to use Bitcoin? People have been asking about this. They want to help, but they don't really know how.
Bitcoin is not usable here at all, but I think with time, those are some of the ideas that we are going to introduce to the local people here. Mm-hmm. The thing is that the problem here is that of the technology. Most of the areas here are not connected to internet, to the mobile network. I think with time, when they will be connected, then
so you don't really even have cell phone connectivity?
We do, but to most of the interior part, like where I'm coming from, we are hardly connected, but they are coming down with the connections from time to time. So I think with time, when they will be connected, then we will have much to do with Bitcoins. But for now, we hardly use them. Even though I have a Bitcoin account, I can use it in my own ways, online, because Ian has taught me how to use it. But the local people here will have to be educated on that.
So you can use Bitcoins just sort of online, and what can you do with them?
I can buy certain things online. I can even give some to Ian to change them into dollars and send them to me.
Okay. Yes. But what can you buy online with Bitcoins?
Once I've used Bitcoins to contribute for the fund, for the LRN.FM fundraiser. I think that's the only thing
that's crazy that you're contributing to the LRN.FM on in Africa. Thank you for doing that. But can you have anything sort of delivered that you can use in your life?
I think with time that is going to be okay.
But not right now. Okay.
Not right now, because recently Cameroon has signed agreement with some of our mobile telephone providers to go in for the 3G technology. And that's the 3G technology that I'm using now today.
3G?
We are. Mm-hmm. 3G, okay. Yes. You see that? 3G, it is faster broadband internet connection where all local areas here are going to be connected. So I think with time, when we are connected, I think we'll be using Bitcoins now and then.
It's so funny, it makes me realize, because I'm so mad in this area at Sprint for only having 3G.
Only having, yeah.
And it's just like, it's like, yeah. But I mean,
there is too much publicity about the 3G. For us here, we know that the 3G is the most modern system of technology.
Well, I'd be happy to, you could do Bitcoins on just the sort of regular data connection, the 1X or whatever, but, you'd have to have the right phones and that sort of thing.
But, I mean, Bitcoin, if they get 3G in the area, I mean, you can use it to buy cell phones, and you can buy, especially stuff like that from Overstock. I mean, I think Overstock would ship to Africa, and you could buy electronics, computers.
One of the concerns that people have...
I think it really depends, because we have big banks here like the UBA, like Zenith Bank. If we tell the banks that there are people who want to start using Bitcoins, and there are a good number of them, I think they can make their systems such that they should be accepting it for exchange, something like that.
Yeah.
What they found was a lot of people in the United States have a concern about donating to charities that help people in Africa, because they don't think that the money gets there, isn't spent the way that they want it to be spent. And what they found is that if you can get money to people in, third world countries, that they don't spend it on cigarettes and beer. They spend it on educating their kids, on fixing up their houses, on opening businesses, and these sorts of things, and that they can do so much more with so much less. When you're talking about people who live on less than $2 a day, if you send them $20, it's a real life-changing experience for them.
Okay, for example, there was a time when one of our Liberty members, James Davis, sent me $200.
Yeah.
Mark, that was a life-changing moment in my life. I have never had such money in my life. I've never had $200 at one time. That was the first time ever.
How can people get a hold of you, Akko?
Okay.
Akko?
Yes?
How can people get a hold of you?
Oh,
hold on just a second. Hold on. 855 453.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We were just talking about Bitcoin with Akko, who's our sort of a resident caller from Cameroon. And what Bitcoin is it's an international peer-to-peer open-source currency. It allows you to send and receive money anywhere in the world without having to pay much of a fee at all. It's like cents in order to prioritize a payment. So if I want to send money to Akko using Bitcoin, I could do it in if I have his Bitcoin address, I can do it in moments for pennies, like literally, like 2 or 3 cents. And then the money gets to him, and then whatever it is he has to do to sort of convert it into something he can use in his life, that's sort of what we're discussing right now. But if you want to get Bitcoins, you can do it through ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Whether you want Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin, or Dashcoin, they've got it. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. You just go to ExpressCoin.com. Doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency, no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go back to Akko, because what I was asking him is, we were talking about sort of the difference that money makes where as far as geography goes. For instance, $100 isn't really much to buy anything. You're going to spend $100 if you go out and have a nice dinner one evening. But $100 is a big deal in Cameroon, isn't it, Akko?
Absolutely. It is a huge sum. Very few people can even handle such amount of money here.
Do you use dollars or do you use some kind of Cameroonian money or what?
Yeah, we have francs here. We have francs, of which $1 is equivalent to 500 francs. $1 equivalent to 500 francs.
Wait, is that like a Cameroon franc? Because I think of the French currency.
We have a regional block here called CEMAC, meaning that the Economic Community of Central African Country, made up of Cameroon, Chad, Gabon, Central African Republic, and Equatorial Guinea, where they have one monetary system called the francs. Yes, called the francs.
And what what does a meal cost in francs? If you were to go out and get a meal for yourself, what would it be? How much would it cost?
It is going to cost about 50 cents for a plate of meal here.
50 cents? So American money? Yeah.
Yes,
it's an incredible difference. So how can people get a hold of you, Akko?
I have a Facebook address. I use Facebook. You can find me there, Akko Yusuf.
Akko Yusuf.
Yusuf.
Y-U-S-U-F. Akko, thanks so much for the call, and please check in again soon.
Please, I have something to say before I go.
Okay, go right ahead.
I am going to Poland in October for a conference on freedom and entrepreneurship in African countries.
Poland?
That is
okay.
Yes. The person who contacted me listened to me on Free Talk Live from Poland. He is called Kamil Seluski. So he has sent me an invitation letter. Very soon I will be going to Nigeria for the visa processing, and in October 17 to 18 I will be a lecturer and a participant of that conference. So I want to say thank you guys. It is thanks to Free Talk Live that very soon I will be going to Poland. It is going to be a life-changing experience.
Thanks so much, Akko. And I'm really glad we hooked up with you and you called in that first time. You've been a great asset to the show. And people have wanted to get a hold of you, so I'm just going to spell your name. And thank you so much for the call.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's Akko Yusuf, A-K-O-Y-U-S-U-F.
U-S.
Yeah. A-K-O-Y-U-S-U-F, right?
Yes. That's my name. That's my Facebook address.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. 855-450-FREE. Or you can use LRN.FM because Akko's cleared it off. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Alma calling in from Georgia. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm on speaker. Is it okay?
It sounds good.
All right, darling. How can... I'm in the middle of a divorce, my darling.
Okay.
This is an unusual situation I'm fixing to talk about.
All right.
But I have suspected it for a year. I told my son, and I said, I think he's poisoning us. My son...
Poisoning us?
Whoa.
Poisonous or rat poison. We looked up every...
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa is right. Whoa
That's
is
a,
right.
This isn't a divorce. That's a criminal charge.
No, it's a good freaking thing right now. It'll be hallelujah one day. But are you going to take me to trial and everything? That's okay.
What evidence do you have that he's...
I have no evidence.
You have all no evidence, okay.
No evidence at all. All I know is that me and my son know that we were passing out everywhere.
You were passing out?
Yeah. See, I put my will about 5 years or 6 years ago. I left everything to my son, and he got mad as hell.
Your husband?
I mean, mad as hell. I left half of my home. And then we got about $500,000 in assets here.
Okay.
So he's going to fight like hell. But he tells everybody that he's going to give me everything. Mm. I said, hell no, that ain't what he tells me.
He Interesting.
Says, I'm going to mess your ass. That's what he tells me. I'm going to ruin you. I said, go ahead.
Divorces are nasty things. There's no doubt about it.
This is my second one, and there will never be a third one. But anyway, there'll be a third one again. I'm fixing to be 61. There will never be another man in my house beside my son.
But well, I mean, there's a difference between having a man in your house and a divorce. I mean, there's, it's a different animal.
You know,
these state marriages can be a problem.
The only man I had in my house was my son. You got to have a man to have a man. That's what I always said.
What does that mean?
That means I bore him and I had a man.
I see. I got you.
And I raised him. But you know what? He stalked me today, and I told somebody because he tried to tear up everything around here before he left. My lawnmower almost caught on fire. There was no oil in it. And I looked at my car. And the oil had not been changed in 8 years. 8 years.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, hell yeah. My daddy was a mechanic, and I put two transmissions. I know I'd rebuild a generator and an alternator. And I'm going, oh, my God. But you know what? Somebody told him I was going to go to get my oil changed today and only go to town once a week.
And he didn't like that much.
Where was
Alma,
he at?
Good
he
luck
was,
with this. What's that?
He was right in front of me, and he got ahead of me. And you know what he did? He stalked me, and he kept on messing with me, and he hollered, I'll call 911 on you. I said, you keep messing with me, and I'll call 911 on you. I said,
sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for the call, Alma.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's kind of what we do. It's King Mark the First.
And Johnson the Felonious.
So I had this article that I was wanting to read last night when we were talking about just sort of, the tax system here in the United States and how it's, different than pretty much every country around the world and that sort of thing. Is, you know, basically as a U.S. citizen, if you make $97,000 a year, I don't think I've ever made $97,000 in a year. If you live in another country, the United States government claims that you owe them income tax. Now, I get to how the people don't think that this really applies to them, but what's important here is if the government says that you owe them money if you make $97,000 a year, they can say that you owe them money if you make $17,000 a year. It doesn't make a difference how much. It's that the U.S. government, and this appears to be the only government that really does this. China has, to some extent, some kind of demands on their citizens that are similar, but no government really does it the same way the United States does, which is they demand, they're claiming ownership of your body, essentially. If you're going to some other geographic area and you're working, they're claiming some of the fruits of your labor. And That's really bizarre compared to doing it sort of on their landmass. We're like, well, hey, if you're in our country, you're making money right here, then you got to pay us. And pretty much every country does that. I'm not saying it's good or right or just or anything like that. I'm just saying that that's what they do. This claim of money, claim on people's the fruits of people's labor elsewhere is unique and disturbing. Because also, if you want to give up your U.S. citizenship, they basically demand half of what you possess. That's what the exit tax is. Now, explain to me how an exit tax is any different than buying your freedom as a slave. If the government claims the fruits of your labor while you're not in its, not on its purview and not in its land, then and you have to pay money in order to get them to stop doing that. It's, I mean, this is why I keep saying that citizenship is the new serfdom. And serfdom is a form of slavery. Now, you know, when you say slavery here in the United States, people think of the antebellum South and black people being owned. But that slavery has existed as long as humans have been organizing at all.
Here's the thing that I wonder, Mark. Like, why does anyone pay the exit tax? Like, send your stuff, like, ship it somewhere, right? They don't, you know, you can ship your stuff in advance of you actually moving or leaving, right? And then just sneak across the border to Canada and take your flight wherever you're going, and there you go.
Yeah,
like, why would anyone actually pay this tax?
Well, in order to get to give up your U.S. citizenship, basically, you have to pay the tax. And especially if you want to get back in the country to see mom, you know?
Right. What if you renounce your citizenship?
You can do those things. They're just going to claim that you owe them money.
Okay.
And then you're never coming back in the U.S. if that's
okay.
And so that's ultimately what it's about.
Right.
If you have tax issues, they'll pull your passport.
Right, right.
And so
so it's about wanting to come back.
It's wanting to travel, period.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't even travel out of whatever country you've moved to if you don't have a passport, because
right,
you're a citizen.
Unless you get your
a secondary
passport there, yeah.
You can get a secondary passport lots of different ways, but if you don't have that, then you're stuck. That's the reason people do that. And if you have a felony conviction, it gets even much more confusing. So this article here, now this, I think this is important to think about in your Independence Day weekend, is that from CNBC, a survey says that 35% of Americans would expatriate. A third of American citizens don't mind the idea of sort of leaving. To them, the government isn't, you know, rousing patriotic songs and the red, white, and blue and all these things. It's an organization that provides services. And generally, they're bad services.
Right.
You know, like they're services you don't want and they're poorly administered. So I want to read this article. As the 4th of July weekend looms and Americans prep their grills and ready their fireworks, some citizens are packing their bags. A recent online poll of more than 2,000 adults from TransferWise, that's a peer-to-peer money transfer system based in the UK, revealed that 35% of American-born residents...
I think it's a little disingenuous to suggest that 35% of residents are packing their bags right now, though.
Yeah. Well, some people...
Being willing to move is a lot different than actually...
Some people are packing their bags,
sure,
and the amount of Americans giving up their U.S. citizenship has, like, tripled in the last few years. It's amazing that this is happening, and the government doesn't like it much.
Well, it's just like what's happening in Chicago, folks. You keep taxing people to death, they're gonna leave!
Yep. As the world gets smaller and smaller and travel gets easier and easier, people are going to move to different geopolitical designations that provide them better services.
Right.
Because it costs money to move. Everybody knows it. That's tax sweet spot. Right. You basically have to hit it about the same amount that it costs to move.
But, Mark, this is the land of the free.
Well,
unless, of course, it's...
I don't hear people say that anymore.
Unless, of course, it's the land of the number one in economic freedom, which is not the United States, or the number one in educational freedom, which is not the United States, or the number one in
freedom
of speech and freedom of press, it's not the United States. Unless, of course, you're talking about it's economic freedom, not the United States. Social freedom's not the United States. Oh, wait, we're not number one in freedom in any
Yeah.
Under any metric.
The only place where number one is sort of exporting killing machines.
Right.
Number one in...
We're number one. We got nuclear weapons. Just shut the hell up.
It's a number one in that, right. No doubt about it. The United States government has been riding the coattails of the patriotism that is so prominent in this country. This is one of the reasons I've given up on patriotism.
Nationalism.
Yeah.
Not real patriotism. These people don't understand what they're doing there. Yeah, look at the flag. Don't burn my flag.
Right.
It's nationalism. It's idiocy.
It's this unthinking, unwavering support of the flag and the nation that allows the politicians to skulk about in the shadow of the flag to do what they want.
And they might as well be waving streamers and saluting their chairman like they do in North Korea, because these people have the same mentality.
Well, yeah. That's,
you know, let's do a little dance in line. Blah, blah, blah,
you can say the flag doesn't represent the government, and I might even agree with you that the flag doesn't represent the government, but it effectively represents the government. That they have managed to figure out how to sort of use the cover of patriotism to go about doing whatever they want to do. And what they want to do is provide you poor customer service and do it at a high price, because that's what monopolies do.
I feel like this is a piece of advice. Like, if you want to understand how is it possible that the citizens of Korea could possibly believe that the supreme leader is actually a god,
well, have
a five-minute conversation with someone who really loves the flag. You know, like, you will get an understanding into the mentality of someone who could, like, easily go and tell you, the supreme leader is my, you know, like, is all-powerful. Like, I just stopped immediately because I realized I couldn't even. Like, I have a vague memory of hearing something like that in a video, but yeah. I can't do a Korean accent. Not yet, anyway. Give me time.
You are a good accent doer.
But, you know, you just think about that. It's like, you know, it's not, it's crazy. It's, you know, that level of,
Well, it's not the same level. It's not the same level, but it is the same principle. And you know, like the when in, you know, in the case of what they've done is they substitute the individual for the flag.
I don't know that it isn't the same level, to be honest. I really do. You say that, I don't know that I agree. I think that it's not. There's not the same force behind it, because there's not the same amount of numbers. There's not the acceptable level of behavior and weaponry and whatnot. But I feel like the level of dedication is probably at the same exact level. Like, they just don't even realize it.
Well, many Americans support the country because they live a comfortable lifestyle, and they see that, hey, this country has provided
you talk to any of these, like, flag-waving idiots, and a lot of them would certainly engage in violence if you gave them the opportunity to, and they thought they could get away with it. They'd stomp someone's head in if they saw them disrespecting a flag, if they had the opportunity to do so.
Do you support stomping people's heads in if they stomp on a flag or set it on fire?
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's King Mark the First.
I keep coming up with these on the spot. That's the problem. I should have planned in advance and do something.
Is it Johnson the Corpulent?
Sure. That's not nice.
No, it's not. 855 450 free.
Like you should be the heinous and dastardly.
Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. We're reading this article from CNBC about... And 35% of American-born residents and immigrants would consider leaving the United States to live in another country. I think this is a fascinating statistic and really kind of surprising. This percentage, this percentage greatly increases for those who are 18 to 34. More than half of millennials, a whopping 55%, said that they would consider leaving the U.S. for foreign shores. Among them, 43% of men, 38% of women noted that a higher salary, of course, would be a factor in their relocation decision. Well, people are here for the money.
Yeah. While we're talking about statistics, we never got to something. We had a caller, two segments ago that was talking about poisoning.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the expression that poison is a women's weapon?
I can see how it would be if they were preparing meals.
Sure. So, do you believe that statistic?
Do I believe that women poison more often than men poison women?
That women use poison more often, poison is a woman's weapon. Is that a true or a false statement?
I'm going to say yes.
You'd be incorrect.
Okay.
So I actually I did a little search on this because I was like, you know, I've heard that poison is a woman's weapon. And, you know, statistically, is that actually true and what's going on? And what I found out is that it's not true at all. And apparently, from the statistics on homicide trends in the United States from 1980 to 2008, says that of all the poison killers in that time period, 60.5% were male and 39.5% were female.
So poisoners split 60-40 male, huh?
Yep.
Huh. Interesting.
So, pretty consistent, pretty substantial majority there are male.
Yeah. Yeah, which, it was.
In a way, you know, when you think about it, it's like, oh, well, actually, I guess that does make sense.
Now, hold on just a second. When you start thinking about how do women kill otherwise, though, like, how, okay, if you think of women, like, how many people do men kill versus how many people do women kill?
Right.
Men are much bigger killers than women are.
Sure.
So I would say, just listening to those statistics, that as a percentage, women are more likely, when they kill, to use poison. And that's what the claim is.
Maybe. I don't know.
You said it was 60-40. I mean, if you're talking about all the killings that go on, you know, it's got to be, when you're talking about using a hammer to kill somebody, it's got to be less than 10%,
right.
You know, female to, you know, the more than 90% male.
I don't know. Issue. Now I feel like I'm, you know, need to research this, because I feel like women are probably just as likely to just be, you know, crimes of passion, items of opportunity, what's around. I mean, poison is a pretty premeditated killing, you know, like you've got to plan it out and do a lot of poison in advance, you know. So I kind of wonder.
I don't know what to tell you.
They do say this, killers are statistically 89.5% male and only 10.5% female.
Bing, so bing, bing, yeah. Bing. That's the reason for this, the claim that poison is a woman's weapon. Right. So going on here with the statistics, while a high percentage of Americans would entertain the idea of expatriation, only 0.001% of the population actually renounced their citizenship in 2014. But they're showing the number of expatriates per year, and the number is incredibly it's going up a great deal. Now, the expatriation is different than giving up your citizenship. They're just showing up people giving up citizenships here. But this is still interesting. According to the Treasury Department, there's a slight percentage equates – that slight percentage equates to a record 3,415 U.S. residents, a 14% increase since 2016. Until 2010, the recorded number of annual expatriates – was well below 1,000, but that number continues to rise. In the first quarter of 2015 alone, 1,336 individuals chose to renounce citizenship, another record high report by the department. There's a big difference between choosing to go live in a different country and giving up your U.S. citizenship. It's very difficult.
Right.
They make it difficult for a reason, because they claim a portion of your income, and they don't want these numbers to look like people are leaving the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, you know, I think that these, if you're free, you should be free to leave. That's what freedom is. Freedom is the freedom to say goodbye.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that you have to get permission to leave, you have to pay them money to give up your citizenship. This just flies in the face of the concept of a free nation. Despite the increasing number of...
I'm just wondering, what would a statist say? Well, there's costs, and, you know, like, what would a statist, like, if you had to play devil's advocate, what is the statist going to say? Well, we have to charge these fees.
We don't want people leaving the country and taking their money with them, because that's what it's about. I hate rich
people. Right, but they're not going to phrase it that way. They're going to phrase it as
they made all their money here, and then they want to leave with it. That's our money, not their money. They didn't build that.
Right, okay.
That's the argument.
Yeah,
that's what the argument was with this Severin gal,
they've been using our infrastructure, and so we need to continue to pay for our infrastructure by they were using it here in this country, so.
It's crazy. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you die, they claim some of that too.
Right, right.
They do it from a very utilitarian standpoint. If we don't take money from people when they die, then they will. Then all the money will stay in the hands of a small minority, and it will not be dispersed among
the majority.
And it
won't be us.
Right.
You know, then the small minority won't be the people who, like us, who already are the small minority and have all the money.
If we do
not let them build up.
If we don't kick in the doors of rich people's mansions and put guns in their face and take all their money, they'll have more money. I mean, this is the argument. And people buy it because they believe they're the government.
Right.
They get a small amount of that stuff back. Like the government, you know, tosses out crumbs as it feasts on the tax money. And people see that. You know, I mean, if you live in an affluent community, community, you can see, oh, look, there's some nice manicured trees along the side of the road, and I sure love this public art, you know, these kind of things. You get you get a few things. The roads certainly are flat and uncracked. You know, I like that. And that's a benefit. There's no doubt about it. Let me go on here. Despite the increasing number of departures in recent years, there are still many reasons Americans to remain. In fact, 59% of citizens cited its home as a major factor for staying in the United States. I think the United States, the fact that anybody's leaving is a huge indictment, because this is a huge country with varying weather and patterns and amazing things to see all over. I took a trip in a van in 1998. I drove all over. I think I put 9,000, 10,000 miles on this van, and just going and seeing all the things I'd never seen before. And it's incredible, the diversity of this nation. You have a whole world already in the United States. Right. You don't need to go elsewhere. The fact that people do, well, it just goes to show that the government's giving poor service.
Mm-hmm.
For 58%, romantic and family ties were cited as important reasons for anchoring in the U.S. I think this is the strongest one. People, you're only as free as your happiness, and you're not going to be happy if you're not around your family and friends and loved ones. So, you know, I think that, to me, that's the biggest one.
I mean, and there's a reason you can think about this. You know, there was I've always kind of questioned this. There was a time, you know, when the property values continued going up, when, you know, the housing bubble and all that, right? And I know that there are the reasons with the banks and the way the interests and whatnot was how they finagled the market in order to create that bubble and then watch that bubble collapse. But up until that time, the whole thing perpetuating that bubble was that real estate values couldn't go down. And they couldn't go down because there was always more people moving in, and so there was always demand for property because there's always more people coming in the United States. People want to be free. People were coming in from Mexico, from other countries around the world. People wanted to be in the United States. Huge waiting lists. And now suddenly it's like, oh, well, we're going to make all these laws to get rid of the immigrants, and then we're going to make all these laws to make sure that, you know, we're taking more money from people. And all these other anti-freedom regulations, and people just don't want to be here anymore. And so that affects that population growth.
This is a difficult thing to explain to the, you know, take our jobs, folks.
Right.
Is that population growth is incredibly valuable as far as the economy goes.
Right.
When people come here and have little, they build, they save,
right,
they spend.
They drive up the cost of property.
They do.
Everywhere.
They have to live somewhere.
Right.
Even if they're living, even if they're living in, you know, as far as more people in
if
a house
there's
than
no
we would,
demand for property and the market falls, you know, the bottom falls out of the market, you're not selling your house to anyone, and the value of your house continues to drop and drop and drop because no one wants to buy it. There's no one to buy it.
You want to revitalize Detroit? Let immigrants from Mexico and Central America move there with impunity. They don't just give them a green card. Say, if you want to move to Detroit, you got to stay there for 5 years and build. And they will.
In 5 years, it'll be a metropolis.
Yeah, it will. It'll be a thriving metropolis. 855-450-FREE.
You hablo dinero.
You can disagree with me. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.